I remember years ago, I had a man in my office during a counseling session admit to me that he got his hair cut and trimmed and washed about 2 times a month. And the reason was he was married to a woman who never touched him. And he said, "I literally need to be touched to feel normal. And this is the only safe way for me to feel touched and cared for." Now, before you laugh, put yourself in his position. Or maybe even today you find yourself in his position. What do you do? Well, that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Got a lot of things going on today. We're in this series, and it's called The 10-Second Hug. 7 reasons why you should hug someone for 10 seconds. We'll get into it in just a second. But thanks for checking us out. Hey, thanks for sharing us with your friends, family, neighbors, cohorts, enemies. Share us with everybody. And we're brought to you by Well-Built Body. WellBuiltBody.com. It's gym apparel that rocks and shocks. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Hey, you can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And you are welcome, Rick. Yes, this series, they have been practicing it. And I've also heard from a few others, Luke and others, who've already been practicing this. But Rick in general said, "Hey, this has really helped. My wife and I, we've been listening to it. We've been hugging. And it's been good. And that really makes me feel like I'm doing something worthy." So thanks for the feedback. I'd love to hear from you. So up to this point, what can a 10-second hug do? We first talked about dopamine. Creates dopamine, which is the addiction drug in our brain, which is good because we become addicted to our spouse or our partner. Number 2, creates a safe environment for vulnerability where we can be open, honest, share. That's how we grow. That's how we love more. That's how we intensely connect on a deeper level. Number 3, it relieves stress and it boosts our immune system. And like we said yesterday, it helps get rid of wrinkles. I'm in. I'm a fan. Let's do it. Number 4, today, why you should hug your spouse, your partner, 10 seconds or more every day. A 10-second hug is a powerful reminder without using words to say that you love them in a way that causes you to have reignited physical affection. When you hug someone for more than 10 seconds, and again, this is why it should be your spouse, it reignites that original physical affection that you first had in the beginning of your relationship that was really the driver of why you ended up staying together, being married, etc. Look, I say I love you to my kids and my wife all the time. I say it to my grandkids probably 2 to 3 times a day, and they live with me, so it makes it easy. But the reality is simply this. Familiarity makes those words have less of an impact. And now I know what you're thinking. If you never came from a family like ours, you might be going, "Look, I'd never get sick of hearing that. I'd never get sick of hearing my husband or my wife say, 'I love you.'" But the truth is, you can have those words, though they're hard to say, roll right off your back, as they say, water off a duck's back. And if you're trying to reignite some romance and affection into your life, you and I both know that simply saying, "I love you," does not always do it, right? Have you ever played this scenario? "I love you. I love you too. No, I really love you. Yeah, I really love you too. No, I mean, I really, really love you more than anything. Yeah, I get it. I heard you. I love you too." And you walk away with an unmet expectation. It didn't connect. But touch, on the other hand, a hug, especially a hug with some time behind it, starts to touch the soul of the person you fell in love with years ago. They feel it, and you feel it. Did you know that women almost always make the first touch if they are interested in a man when starting a relationship? And yet, they are many times the first to quit hugging in a relationship. But let's look at it from this perspective. A hug for more than 10 seconds is truly meant to be non-sexual. It is simply to connect. But when the connection is made and you build on that hug with another hug and another hug, and your days and weeks and months are filled with a 10-second hug with no sexual expectation, it actually turns into a roaring infatuation with your spouse again. You once again are in fact attracted to your spouse, and you begin to be attracted to who they are as a person, as a soul, as a part of your life, and not just their body. Let's face it, I'm 58 years old. I take pretty good care of myself, and yet it would be hard for my wife to think, I'm attracted to your body the same way I was 38, 39, 40 years ago. Probably not, but she can be even far greater attracted to the man I am. So why did you stop touching in the first place? Well, it typically is apathy or some type of hurt. You know, when we give up doing what is important, apathy storms the relationship and it causes us to compare our dreams with reality, but only from our side of the coin, right? But when trust is broken, we don't want to touch at all. We need all the more, in fact, to heal that breach of touch. We need all the more to kick apathy's butt out of our relationship by touching. Think of Jesus who came to earth. He came to an earth that he knew would hate him, beat him, reject him, ultimately crucify him. In fact, they would yell it at the top of their lungs. He knew all this in advance, and he came anyway. He came to give humanity a hug in his human form. Look, regardless of where you are in your walk with your spouse or your partner, don't wait to hug them. You are one spark away from a full-blown five-alarm fire. It's Garth Heckman, David Lyons. Keep slaying giants.